Fourth paragraph of Shulayim, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is also discussing what constitutes a minimum kerem. We learned in the previous Mishnah it has to be two rows, one comprised of two vines and one comprised of three vines. Now here we have an interesting situation. We have Reuven and Shimon, and two of these vines are planted in his field and three in his friend's field. Even though they're two different, belong to two different people, but we have a sum total of the five vines, which transform this entire thing into a vineyard, and therefore one has to separate four amas from it. Even if the derech is a derech yochid, the derech ram be'emsa, even if there is a path, which is a private path or even a public path, as long as it's not more than eight amas, because if the separation more than eight amas between the two rows, they don't combine. So let's say it's a four ama path. So you have four amas in between the two rows of gefanim, is still considered entire vineyard, provided that one row has two, another one has three. Also, Godesh Shunamach Meser Asochem, there's a little fence which is less than 10 sochem high between them. Avei Mitzarfim, Mitzarfim, they still combine, because a fence less than 10 sochem is not something that would split up the vines into two separate groups of vines. If the fence between them is 10 sochem tall, even if the vines themselves are more than 10 sochem tall, still, the chitza always separates things, and therefore here it will not be considered one vineyard. Consider three on this side, two on the other side. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Elsa Milamala Reya Lemitzdafos. Rabbi Yehuda says that if he took the branches of the two vines on either side of the mechitza and he had them grow over the fence in a fashion that if you look on top you don't see any fence, it's covered over by both vines, then it is considered one vineyard, and we do pass in that way.